This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University has a tough road to hoe, as many public colleges and universities across the state do. We're talking with SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for taking the time.
You bet.
Today came the list that we've talked about in the past. If the state doesn't come up with a full state budget or some stopgap funds.
Some sort of state support.
Something has to be done.
Yes.
So there were three elements in the announcement that you made today, and I want to give you time to talk about each of them. Consideration of financial emergency, a directive to cut tens of millions of dollars system-wide, and then authorization to do some borrowing.
Yes.
Let's start with the first, this consideration of financial emergency. What does that mean?
Under our board policies, we actually have language that permits declaration by the board of a short-term situation that constitutes a financial emergency. So we're going to request that the board consider declaring that when they meet on April 6th. And this is not exigency for those who are used to hearing that term in a college or university setting, but rather declaration of a short-term crisis, obviously driven in the largest part due to the state budget impasse. This will allow us an opportunity to go in and make some determinations, again, not at the exigency level, but make some determinations on actions that can be taken for short-term benefit to save us money, give us more operating cash, and provide some liquidity. So typically, people are aware of the fact that if there's an exigency declaration, there's the ability to go in and for instance, lay off tenured faculty and things of that nature. We're not looking at that level, but the emergency declaration does say that other things that could be used to provide savings to the campus are now on the table and should be looked at by the campus in figuring out how to make reductions and free up operating cash.
And details on that would come after the actual financial emergency.
That's right. When the board says, yes, we'll make this declaration, then we go through and look at what we can do in terms of potentially some program closures, thinking about administrative units on the campus that we need to make changes to, going in, looking at some of our contracts for services and things of that nature, to do some unilateral decision making where allowed, where appropriate, to free up monies.
The other another piece of this is this directive. Carbondale's campus would have to cut $30 million,
yes,
and that's on top of the $20 million that
already
cut, and all of that within this fiscal year.
That's right. Now, again, many listeners are aware of the fact, as you've just referenced, that to get through this year, the Carbondale campus did a little over $20 million in cuts. Now, those weren't all concentrated in one program. They were a series of 1,000 little cuts throughout the entire range of SIUC campus operations. Those aren't going to go away. Those cuts will continue. But in addition to that, I've instructed the campus to go back in and find $30 million on top of this 20-plus in permanent recurring cuts that could be identified that we would effectuate if there is no resolution to the state budget crisis. Now, understand, a lot of those decisions are going to be made over the course of the next couple of months as the budget prioritization and review process that the chancellor has had taking place on the campus comes to a head, and that work is supposed to be done by May 1. That list will be informative then for decisions ultimately to be made through the chancellor's planning and budget council to identify this $30 million. To have that list, you'll remember, somewhat similar to what we did a little over a year ago when we were facing this same situation back in FY16. So that list has to be identified as we come through the end of this fiscal year. But we also understand that it's not the case that on June 30, all of those cuts can be implemented right away. In some cases, given the magnitude that we're talking about, it's going to take into FY18 to get those adjustments made, those reductions effectuated, to get the $30 million in savings. People are on continuing contracts. They have to be given a year's notice. We may be in the middle of some contractual relationships for programs and services, what have you, that we have to work our way out of. So it's going to take some time well into FY18 to accrue the savings necessary, but we need to see the list of what that's going to be as we come to the end of the fiscal year, no doubt about it.
This is certainly a complicated issue, and I hate to rush you through it, but just about a minute remaining. Borrowing from the Edwardsville campus to keep the Carbondale campus afloat.
Yes, over the course of this past fiscal year, the 2016-17 academic year for Carbondale, we've had to pull down unrestricted reserves from both the Carbondale campus as well as the School of Medicine to the tune of about $83 million to keep the campus operating, doing what we're doing without having this set of cuts that I've just talked about. That borrowing has had to take place. We can no longer do that to keep the campus here in Carbondale viable. Obviously, we've used all the unrestricted cash at SIUC. We've pulled down the unrestricted reserves at the School of Medicine as far as we think we can take those. So we'll be asking the board for authority to access the unrestricted cash reserves from SIU Edwardsville to help operate SIU Carbondale on a temporary basis until these cuts can be effectuated. That's the first time we've really had to do that. We've always been able to use School of Medicine's reserves to get us through. We're going to have to buy a little more time with the assistance of Edwardsville, so we'll ask the board to entertain that action when we come together next week.
And certainly we'll be talking more about this in
Absolutely.
The next several weeks and months. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.